Hello and welcome back to the verse by verse Bible teaching of the Washington Word. This is a Bible teaching ministry that is geared towards teaching God's Word in a verse by verse format. We do this because we believe that it is the whole counsel of God's Word that is going to truly prepare the church for not only what is coming, but what we are dealing with in our lives today. We know that it is God's counsel that truly moves us and equips us. And so we are a verse-by-verse Bible ministry. This is the word part of the washing word, and the wash part is the hand car washing business that me and my wife operate here in Churchill, Tennessee. We're located in the Powell Shopping Center on Highway 11, and it's a hand car washing business, and we use this as a means to support this ministry. So if you want to support us, if you agree with verse-by-verse Bible teaching, we simply ask that you come by, let us work to earn our keep. And we offer these Bible sermons free of charge. You can hear them on the radio here at this radio station, WMCH, and they're on Monday through Friday at 8:30 a.m. You can also go to the Washing Word website. That's wash, the letter N, word.com. There you can listen to and download for free all of these verse-by-verse Bible messages as we do them. And finally, you can come to the parking lot. We transmit these sermons of the week. They play on a loop during open business hours. And you can listen to them by tuning to 107.1 FM while you're in the parking lot. And there you can listen to these messages, again, free of charge. So picking up verse by verse, we left off in John chapter 10. And Jesus has just given five verses of talking about the true shepherd. And that of course, is Jesus. But Jesus is about to change his approach here. And rather than trying to defend who he is to these Jews and to the Pharisees, rather than simply just stating facts about, you know, why he came and who he is, now he's going to kind of focus a little bit on false teaching and false teachers and wolves in sheep's clothing. Because just like today, you know, the devil is alive and well in the church. You know, if you think that we could just go to church on a Sunday morning and there we gather with our lovely Christian friends and we listen to whatever sermon is being preached and we are in the pen, as it were, that we are in the behind the gate, you know, and the gatekeeper, the shepherd, is watching over our flock and our churches, and we're safe for that hour on Sunday morning, you are sadly mistaken. Nothing is further from the truth. In fact, the devil loves Sunday mornings. The devil loves when the Christians gather together. And the reason is, if you think the devil stays away from churches, the truth is he walks up and down the aisles of the churches and he's looking for places where he can get in and drop his seeds. You know, the devil never comes at us with double fists and double guns blazing as he fires blatant lies into our lives. No, he is cunningly dropping 95% truths in an effort to get 5% of a lie in there. And this is one of the reasons why we here at the Washington Word and the verse by verse ministry part of this business ministry are so adamant about teaching verse by verse, because we know that if we continue to stay in God's Word and veer not away from the whole counsel of his word, then we know that the devil will have no foothold. But as it is, we have a nation full of churches who are just dabbling in the Word, who are picking apart God's Word and presenting just the things that they choose to present. They're giving false teachings about what it means to be a true believer, what it means to be a true disciple. And Jesus is about to set forth some strong teachings against these so-called Bible teachers who are cherry-picking the Word of God. And he left off in verse 5 of chapter 10 in John. He says, "But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." And let's look at verse 6 through 10, because we're gonna see in the end of this reading here what exactly Jesus is talking about when he says there's a benefit to following him, that there's a benefit to going into the sheep's pen where the true shepherd is watching over. And it isn't what you might think, because the greatest benefit, of course, of being a disciple of Christ is eternal life. But that is just a one-time transition of our life. There's a benefit that is applied to our lives for walking with Christ that is supposed to overflow throughout our entire walk, and that is the fullness of a walk with Christ. Verse 6 says, Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep, and all who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate, and whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, and I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Let's stop right there, because in these verses we see some powerful statements. Jesus is dropping one of his five I am statements here in the Gospel of John, and this is the one where he says, I am the gate. And those who come into the gate will find good pasture. They will be able to come and go, and they will live a life that is filled with green pastures. But the thief, he says in chapter 10, verse 10, only comes to kill and to steal and destroy, but he has come to give life and life abundantly. You know, in those days, in that day and age, the shepherd would bring the sheep in the middle of the day into the pen, away from the heat of the sun, and in the pen there would be shade and grass, and they would be brought into this pen for a time of rest. And while they were resting, the shepherd would literally lie in the doorway of the pen, protecting the sheep, so that during the hottest times of the day, they would be protected and allowed to rest in the fullness of a green meadow and shade and the protection of the shepherd. And this is a great metaphor of what Jesus does and how he compares what the devil is trying to do. He lies in front of the hottest part of the day while the sheep rest and relax. And during the hottest trials of your life, during the most difficult, painful fires that you might go through, in Christ, we get the opportunity, the privilege, and the joy of resting in him, knowing full well that our Savior stands at the gate and says, uh-uh, devil, you are not going to touch one of my own. But you see, we cannot allow the false teachers to jump the fence. And this is what happens when any congregation, any flock, any church begins to get together and begins to negate the word of God or water down the message of Christ. And any congregation that begins to alter the word of God, depart from the word of God, or simply cherry pick the word of God, they are going to fall victim to the devil, whom I've said before walks up and down the aisles of our churches waiting to get a foothold into the lives of his people. And friends, if we are not completely bound to the shepherd, the true shepherd, we are prone to fall victim to the lies of the enemy. And it happens so subtle, and it happens so slowly at times that we do not recognize it. I heard an analogy one time about how to boil a frog, and the way to do it is to put a frog in a pot of water and to slowly heat that water up. And as the water begins to heat up, it just goes from warm to too hot, and the frog just simply eventually boils to death. Whereas if you were to take a frog and throw it right into boiling water, they literally would jump, leap out of the boiling water the moment they touched it. You see, lies that come like boiling water are easy to spot, but the lies that start off with lukewarm, comfortable water and begin to heat up, as you don't even notice it until it's too late and you're, quote, boiled to death. I gotta tell you one of my passions, and that is my passion. One of the reasons I think God has called me to teach this way is to call out false teachers, to call out false teachings, to get in the face of, and I say this because I think a lot of times when a church gets off base or a pastor gets off base and they're no longer adhering to the whole counsel of God's word, it isn't because they're trying to mislead their church. It isn't because they have a a thread of evil in their bones. I think it's a lot of times it is a unrecognized straying from the Word of God. It is done in a way that they think they're doing the right thing. And that's why it's so risky, because the devil's doctrines of falsehood and of lies, it's such a slight off of the true line of Christ that even well-meaning pastors get caught up at times. And I think if you're hearing my voice today, Pastor, I'd ask you to analyze the teachings that you have been giving lately. Are they the fullness of all of His Word? Are you bringing all of Christ to the table, or to the pulpit, as it were? And Jesus is saying that He is the door. He is the door to truth and the door to understanding. And He calls out, Christ Himself will call out false teachers, false teachings. So does Paul. So do others in the Gospels and in the writings of the New Testament. John said, I am the way, or Jesus said in the book of John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life, and anyone that comes to the Father must come through me. And in Luke 24:45, Jesus, it said that He opened their minds so they could understand the Scripture. It takes Jesus to open our minds to understand truth. And remember who Jesus is talking to here. He's talking to these stiff-necked, blind Pharisees and devout Jews. And listen, I have a passion for calling out false truth and false doctrines and false teachings. And sometimes it gets the better of me, because it, with a righteous anger, I burn towards these false teachings that are leading away the true flock of Christ. And sometimes when I think I'm off base or I've gone too far, I ask God to tell me, to keep me on track. And I'm always reminded of scriptures like these, where Jesus Himself is coming against false teachings. Because listen, false teachings, false doctrines, and wolves and sheep's clothing received greater rebuke from our Lord and Savior while He walked on earth than the devil himself. Jesus rebuked false teachings in a greater manner than He did rebuking the devil himself. And everyone loves to quote John 10:10, where it says, I have come to give you life and give it life to the full. But that doesn't apply to the devil directly. Well, indirectly, of course, because falsehood in any forms comes from him. But He isn't speaking to the devil when He says the thief comes to kill and destroy and to steal. No, the thief that Jesus is talking about, the robbers that Jesus speaks of, are the Pharisees. And we know this because we see this in verse 8. It says, all who have ever come before me were thieves and robbers. That's what He's talking about here. He's referring to those who have altered the Word of God over the course of centuries between the Mosaic Law and the coming of Christ. But to have life full and abundantly is to enter freely by grace into the pen that Jesus created with His blood, to freely enjoy grace, to freely enjoy the goodness of God, to come in and to go out and to enjoy the green pastures that He talks about. When my children were young, we used to take them to Chuck E. Cheese, and I liked the idea that they put a wristband on you, and the kid was unable to leave Chuck E. Cheese without a parent with that wristband on. They were kept safe in there, as opposed to like the ball pit at McDonald's, where kids were free to come and go and perhaps disappear. And that's a rudimentary analogy, but it shows a lot. As members of Christ's true disciples, we are free to come and go into all that God has for us. We are not bogged down by rules and regulations and religion. And because of this, Jesus is saying, listen, I lie here with my arms open, but you must come to me and you must steer clear of these false teachings. And the only way to recognize it is to be brought up in the truth. And that is why, friends, I teach verse by verse. And that is why I encourage you to find a place that you can fellowship with other believers where the whole counsel of God's word is being preached. And on that note, we close And I thank you for listening. I invite you back here tomorrow at this radio station at 8:30, or come by the Washing Word. Have a blessed day.